States with the lowest vaccination rates in this country are clustered in the South and the Southwest. But there's one exception. In New Mexico, health officials now say some counties are close to 90% vaccinated. 90%? How did they do that? NPR's Kirk Sigler reports from Albuquerque.
Shoppers and diners are slowly returning to Albuquerque's trendy Knob Hill neighborhood. Mike and Kathy Holmberg of Arizona are on their first visit back to New Mexico since the start of the pandemic. They typically spend summers here in the mountains where it's cooler.
Right now, it looks to me like New Mexico is actually a little more cautious than Arizona. You see a lot of, most people are wearing masks yet. Most businesses are requiring it, but Arizona is a lot more wide open.
Restaurants on this strip still require masks. You have to give your name and number for contact tracing, and there are capacity limits for businesses. It still feels like the middle of the pandemic, and the Holmbergs, who are fully vaccinated, say they feel safer here. Neighboring Arizona is still near the top in the nation for cases per capita, but closer to the bottom when it comes to vaccinations.
Well, and they have a Democratic governor here, and we have a Republican in.
From the beginning, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who had previously been the state health secretary, enacted far more restrictive public health orders than surrounding red state governors. The lockdown rules won't get lifted here until after 60% of the population is vaccinated. They're hoping by the end of the month.
We have been really cautious in the state to make sure we really contain this virus.
Dr. Tracy Collins is the current secretary of the New Mexico Department of Health.
I think that we are aware of what it takes to save the state, and that's what we're doing.
About 40% of New Mexicans are on Medicaid, and a large chunk of the population is considered vulnerable due to pre-existing health issues. But the flip side of that is that the state has long invested in its public health system. Collins says they adapted and responded to COVID quickly with efficient testing. And when the vaccines came online, there was only one place to sign up. And that eliminated the early confusion and chaos we saw in so many other states.
There was a lot of messaging to help people understand the importance of this vaccine as finally our way of getting back to something that seems normal after having gone through a year of just, you know, torment.
Nationally, public health experts also credit New Mexico's success to its prioritizing getting the vaccine out to the most vulnerable, often tribal and rural communities. You drive east of Albuquerque, and the higher vaccination numbers do go down some when you get into the country. But the numbers aren't nearly as low as rural America writ large. Here in Guadalupe County, population 3,500, not including the prison, close to 70% of the adult population has had at least one shot. The county skews older, sicker, and some folks in the more remote areas still rely on poorly ventilated wood stoves for heat.
The vaccine, right?
Yes, because you have the first one.
Yeah.
The only place to get the vaccine is from the small 10-bed county hospital. Christina Campos is the administrator here.
When we led the vaccine effort, I think that was part that helped, that they trust us to take good care of them. And we really pushed the vaccines a lot.
Trust in institutions, the government hospital here, is high. Campos says people don't see government as overreaching, and that's a big part of why New Mexico has weathered the pandemic better than other states, she says. Generally, people took the virus threat more seriously.
This area is an incredibly culturally conservative area, but Democrat. It's just very different from many other states.
Of course, they also took it seriously because they were hit hard, and still are. In Guadalupe County, there's been an outbreak after recent Mother's Day and Cinco de Mayo celebrations.
It's been very hard.
One morning before work, Erlinda Says brought in her 18-year-old son, Ruben, to get his booster shot. Her teen daughters are home with the virus. Her husband was wary of them getting the vaccine at first. They got the virus from their grandparents, who also aren't vaccinated. Ruben looks relieved after his second jab of Moderna.
My grandpa, he's home, but he's still sick, and my grandma's in the hospital. She ain't doing good.
Grandma was just transferred to Albuquerque. Erlinda is wringing her hands. She's a supervisor at a long-term care facility, so she's been vaccinated since February.
So I got the vaccine to make sure to protect the seniors and my kids, but obviously it's not enough.
Just like in most other states, vaccination rates in New Mexico have started plateauing lately, and health leaders here told me they're frustrated to see outbreaks like this when there's a readily accessible, free prevention tool right here. Jason Mitchell is the chief medical officer at Presbyterian, the largest hospital system in New Mexico.
I'm concerned that a single another person will get COVID and die from COVID, right? We now have a essentially preventable disease, and for those that are vaccinated, the pandemic is over. And for those that are not vaccinated, it's still raging.
Health officials are hopeful that a newly launched state lottery will encourage more people to get shots in their arms. Many businesses are also eager for the state to fully reopen. On Central Avenue in Albuquerque's Knob Hill, the economic toll of this pandemic is real.
We have quite a few vacancies. If you walk up and down, there's quite a few. And they're not being taken. Nobody's moving in.
Anthony Chavez owns First Choice Consignment and Decor. Kelly's Brew Pub next door to him is now permanently closed. He used to rely on spillover customers from that bar and another shuttered restaurant across the street. Only the flower shop is flourishing.
Tough is not the word. I mean, I'm at the point of, do I want to keep the business or sell my home at this point?
As a business owner, Chavez has barely survived New Mexico's efforts to keep the virus contained. He hopes the state's high vaccination rate means customers return soon. His unemployment runs out in July. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Albuquerque.